Do you like feeling good? Well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Positive Thinking, the podcast created to uplift and encourage you while giving practical tools to keep Christ at the center of your life. Like a painter dips his paintbrush in vibrant colors to color a painting, you can come here to be reminded that you are redeemed, filling your world with a kaleidoscope of biblical principles. Here to bless you, welcome your host, an author, retired naval officer, CEO, and Christ follower, Mrs. Colorful Day herself, Jasmine Baker.
Hey there, family. I pray that you are having a wonderful week. It is now Friday. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but just know I taped it on a Friday. And the Lord was speaking to me on today as I was sitting here and thinking about, you know, just a few things that have been happening in my own life. And I know that it's probably happening in some of your lives. It's one of those things where you are having people from the past begin to call you, begin to try to get in contact with you, begin to try to go to your social media networks and try to like pictures, doing little things to try to get your attention. And during this time, I've been asking God, what is this about? Because I've been in isolation with God for a long period of time. And as I was sitting here, he was just saying, it's your comeback season. It's your comeback season. I don't know what has happened in your life, but I believe that some of you out there, it may not be all of you, but some of you out there are coming off of what I call a recovery from a difficult season. Some people have been in recovery, and recovery can come in all shapes and sizes. When I say recovery, you've come out of a very life-altering situation. You've come out of what I call a defining moment, and you have changed. Things are different. Whatever happened has totally changed you, whether it was a relationship, whether it was a loss of a job, a loss of a spouse, a loss of a sibling, a mother, a father, whatever the case may be. You could have lost your job. You know, you could have gotten in an accident. Someone could have passed away. But whatever happened, this thing changed you. And for a while, it kind of took the breath out of you. Have you ever had something that just took the breath out of you? That's what happened to me. It's been about a little over 3 years. But that the thing that happened to me, it just took my breath away. And I'm not saying take my breath away in a good way. It took my breath away like someone hit me below the belt type of situation. And it took me 3 years to recover from it. I had to go in and do the personal work required to rebuild. How many of you know that when you go through a defining moment or a traumatic event, you have to step back and you have to grieve the situation? So you go through the stages of grief. You then have to begin to walk through your level of healing, whatever that looks like for you. You have to become more self-aware of who you are now, because you're no longer who you were when the event happened. Things have changed you. And it's really no joke. I'm here to tell you, it's no joke. And as you've recovered right now, I'm sensing that this is your comeback season. This is your season where people from your past are going to show up. And I'm coming on today to get you to understand that you need to prepare for what's on the horizon. Because I was reading as I was kind of prepping for this, and it talks about like different relationships. It was saying how some relationships are for a reason, some relationships are for a season, some relationships are for a lifetime. And For me, I feel like I've experienced all of those different types of relationships where I've dealt with people for a period of time that I thought was going to be like a super awesome friendship. And in my mind, oh wow, we are going to be lifelong friends. I was seeing in my mind that, okay, we're going to travel together. We're going to do this together. We're going to have fun together. And then all of a sudden, that thing was abruptly shut off. Something happened where it didn't turn out the way that I thought it would turn out. There was benefits out of it when it was together, but it just didn't turn out the way that I thought it should turn out. And I'm saying that to say, as those people faded out of my life, because I believe there's some people that have come in your life and they faded out of your life during your traumatic event. You couldn't find those people. They were focused on their own lives. They weren't coming back to check on you and saying, hey, do you need help? You know, I see that you've just had a traumatic event. Is there anything I can do to be there for you in this time? You couldn't find any of those people, but now they want to come back in your life. And I'm bringing this up today because I don't want you to be caught off guard. I want you to spend time with God right now to ask him, look, before you start re-engaging with these people and reconnecting with these people, I want you to give God a vote. And I'm not saying this where you should take it in a negative way, because everybody has friends that can potentially mess up in your life. Because the word of God in Romans 3:23 says, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. And what that means is that we've all made mistakes. So we're not trying to paint a picture, and I'm not trying to paint a picture for you to believe that you are perfect in any of that. All I'm saying is that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And I want you to stop for a moment and recognize when God removes something or someone out of your life, why he did it. You know, and you have to ask him, because I don't know your story. I only know my story. I know that when people are coming back in my life, oftentimes I say, wait a minute, is this person coming back because I need to reconnect with them? Or is this person coming back because they was hoping that I would fail, but I didn't? And now they're looking at my comeback season and they want to be a part of my comeback season. They want to make it seem like they was there helping me. They want to make it seem like that they was in my corner the whole time, but that was not the case. I'm here to tell you that you're going to embark on this new journey in your life. And as people try to come back, I want you to stop for a minute. Don't automatically reconnect. And I'll give you an example. I had a phone call last night of an old friend from the destination that I left. And I've been gone for over 3 months and hadn't heard anything from them. And when I left, I did leave quite abruptly, not in a negative way, but it was very fast and swift because the Lord had already told me in my spirit, it's time to go. It's time to go, Jasmine. It's time to go. And he had been prompting me in my spirit to let me know it's time to go. But the people around me, they didn't appreciate what I brought to the table. They didn't appreciate my anointing. I'm saying that because there are some people that were around you in the past and they didn't appreciate what you brought to the table. They didn't value you. But then when you left this hole. You left this hole in their heart, in their life. And now they can see how valuable you were. It's oftentimes, you know, how people don't appreciate someone until the person is gone. They appreciate your absence, you know, or they recognize you to appreciate you when you absent. That's a better way to say that. Now you're not there. Now they can't get in contact with you. Now they can't call you. Now you're not there to give them any advice. And now they're seeing how valuable you were. Now they're seeing how they mistreated you. Now they're seeing how they misused you. Now they're seeing how they had access to a wonderful, valuable thing that God had placed in their life, and they chose to mishandle it. They chose to ignore it. They chose to make everything else more important than you. I'm here to tell you on today, before you hit the reconnect button, before you pick your phone up from that call that you haven't heard from them in years and months, and matter of fact, in weeks, or when you really got sick, nobody was there to help you. No one. When I had cancer in 2022, and I didn't have anyone there to help me. Anyone. I went into the hospital alone. I went on the operating table alone. Come on now, I was by myself. And I'm asking myself now, as these people try to reconnect, come on now, that why are you trying to reconnect? I haven't heard from you. When I needed someone, you weren't there. God was there for me. So the question becomes, what is your motive? What is your intention? See, I believe that people can sense in the spirit when God's getting ready to do something awesome in your life. Remember, I just released the episode called Relaunch. Relaunch. And I told you that the Lord said to relaunch and to build it again. He told you to relaunch and build it again. And when go back and listen to Relaunch, because I talk about how the Lord tells the disciples to relaunch their nets on the other side. And then they pull in this huge catch. Now, could it be that these people are now trying to show up because they are sensing in the spirit? Come on now, the spirit world is real, whether you want to believe it or not. It's real. It's out there. Could it be that they're trying to come back because they sense something is getting ready to happen to you, happen for you? They sense something is getting ready to happen to you and for you that's positive, that's getting ready to take your trajectory so high, and they want to be a part of it. Could it be that that's the only reason that they're coming around? Could it be that they knew you was the chosen one the whole time, but they didn't want you to be successful? Could it be? I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying it's worth tabling this conversation with the Holy Spirit and asking him, should I reconnect? I'm here to tell you guys, everyone that is coming back from your past, if you're experiencing this, before you automatically reconnect, give God a vote. It is crucial to give God a vote. Because some people, the Lord took out of your life for a reason. He took them out of your life for a reason. They weren't valuing you. And if he took them out of your life for a reason, allow him to tell you if it is good for you to reconnect. Some people, it's not good for you to reconnect with, because they're going to bring you down. They haven't changed their ways. They're trying to reconnect with you because you on an upward trajectory. They're trying to reconnect with you because they want to feed off of your energy. They haven't even took any time to reassess their lives, to become self-aware of themselves. They haven't did any healing. They want to come to you and take a shortcut and hoping to cycle your energy because they haven't did the work. I'm here to tell you on today, I love you guys. Before you reconnect, ask God, pray about it. Don't immediately pick up that phone. When you see the name come across your screen, because that's what happened last night, this name floated across my screen. And I looked at it last night and I said, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait and see if the Lord tells me to call them back tomorrow. Some of us are too spontaneous. Some of us react too quickly. Some of us have to learn how to be patient and wait for God to tell us to move. Some of us got to just sit and wait for God to say, it's okay to call them. And if he don't say that, it probably means you don't need to call them. So what happened to me is I called him today. I didn't call him last night. I called him today after the Lord told me that it was okay. So when I placed the call to them today, you know, they were just wondering, you know, why I left and what was going on with me. And when I felt the conversation try to pull in a direction that I didn't want to disclose information or talk about, I quickly shifted the conversation. But I could remember there was a time in my life where I wasn't on my P's and Q's. Come on now. I wasn't on my P's and Q's. And for those who don't understand being on your P's and Q's, it's like being aware of what's going on. That's what it means when you say stay on your P's and Q's or stand on business. You got to be aware of what's going on around you. You can't just assume. That's where I fell short. I would assume that because I have a kind heart, this person has a kind heart. Because I'm doing this, that person should do that. And the reality is that people don't operate that way. You can be kind and people can be hateful. You can give them something and they can be stingy. That's the reality of it. Don't look at the world through your own lens as if they are like you, because 9 times out of 10, they not. And that was a very brutal lesson for me to learn. A brutal lesson. But y'all don't even have to learn that lesson. I'm telling you, before you reconnect, ask God if you should reconnect. And when I talk to the person and kind of guided them off of talking about trying to find out details as to why I shifted, then we begin talking about something else. And the conversation was blessed in the way that how I wanted information to be released. I felt like it was intact, like I didn't get caught off guard and I didn't say something that I didn't want to say. I felt like I had boundaries up and I had this thing in control. But the only reason I felt that way, you guys, is because of the work that I had to do going through the healing process. That's why I'm telling you on today, do the work. Do the work required. When you've come out of a defining moment, do the work required to heal. If you have to stay in isolation for a few months, I'm here to tell you, get used to being with God by yourself. It's okay. And some of y'all, it's going to be an adjustment because you're not used to being by yourself, but you have to get to know yourself. After a traumatic event happens, after somebody walks out of your life, after situations change, a defining moment happens, you got to step back and reassess and begin to figure the new you out. You got to figure the new you out. You got to figure, is my boundaries right? You got to begin to learn you again. This is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. But the people that are trying to reconnect, I'm going to ask you again, will you give God a vote? Will you give a God a vote? Will you give God a vote before you automatically reconnect? Allow God to lead and guide you into this new season. You are in your relaunch season. So in the relaunch season, favors on your life, you're going to receive blessings and you're going to see a lot of people try to show up with their hands out that God is not telling you to bless. He's not telling you to throw your pearls among the swine. The Lord is saying, give me a vote, daughter. Give me a vote, son. I'll tell you who you need to bless and who you don't need to bless, because I know all things. Nothing escapes the eyes of God. Nothing. But I'm here to tell you on today, this is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. They're getting ready to see you in a place that they would have never thought. This is your comeback season. Mm-hmm. I know some of you are like, no, I've been stuck in this place for a long time. Mm-mm. This is your comeback season. This is your comeback season. See, they thought you was going to stay down, but you didn't stay down. You're on an upward trajectory. You know who you are now. You figured this thing out. People not tricking you no more. People not taking advantage of you no more. You're not scared to tell people no. You're not scared to put boundaries up. You're not scared to be by yourself because you know your value and you know your worth. Don't settle in this hour because this is your time. This is your comeback season. I love you guys. Be blessed and know you are highly, highly favored.